Homeless people living in cars and RVs on Seattle's streets may soon be exempt from some penalties for parking violations. A new draft ordinance unveiled this week aims to reduce ticketing and towing for vehicles that double as homes. KUOW's Kate Walters explains.
City Council member Mike O'Brien says ticketing people who are living in their cars doesn't solve the problem.
Accumulating parking tickets or towing their vehicle has a very destabilizing effect. I don't want them to take their minimal amount of resources that they might have and have them paying parking fines.
O'Brien has released a proposal that would create a vehicular residence program. Homeless people living in cars and RVs would enroll in that program and be connected with services. If they follow certain rules, like dumping trash at designated sites, they'd be exempt from parking penalties while they wait to get into housing. O'Brien says the legislation would not change city parking regulations, like the 72-hour parking rule or where RVs can stay. It would just allow flexibility when it comes to enforcement. But Scott Lindsay has concerns about the proposal. Lindsay's the former public safety advisor to the mayor and a candidate for city attorney. He says the proposal is a band-aid approach and could compromise safety for vehicle residents and surrounding neighbourhoods.
There are other ways that we can accomplish these same goals by providing some back-end forgiveness, but upfront saying that we will not enforce the laws of the city of Seattle for a certain category of vehicle, I think that's the wrong approach.
The draft legislation also calls for the city to identify 30 to 50 safe lots around Seattle where vehicles could be parked. It will likely be several weeks before the proposal is up for debate. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.